This is St. John's Birkdale Talk for Sunday, the 12th of March, and my name is Sally Wright. Today's talk is entitled, Give Up Thinking You Are Being Punished. Let's just pray before we go any further. Heavenly Father, I pray that you will help each of us listening to this to look afresh at how we can learn from this passage of the Bible. Amen. Have you ever heard anyone say, I must have done something really bad for this to have happened to me? Or, why has God let this happen to me? Or, someone up there really doesn't like me? We often blame God when things go wrong in our lives, to feel like we're being punished for something we've done. And other people look at someone who is suffering and say, why is that happening to such a lovely person? It's natural to wonder and even question at times when we see catastrophes and accidents and illness. We wonder how a good and loving God allows bad things to happen to people. Even Christians find themselves asking these hard questions at times. The passage that we're looking at today reflects on two tragedies that affected the Galileans at the time. The first one is a story of a massacre of some Galileans who were on a pilgrimage to Jerusalem. And the second is a freak accident in Jerusalem when a tower collapses, causing a tragic death of 18 people. These may be events that took place 2,000 years ago, but they sound similar to events that take place in our day and age too. We often hear of tragic things happening and sit watching catastrophic events unfold on the television, as well as witnessing our loved ones struggling with illnesses. So what did Jesus have to say when confronted with these two issues? Let's listen to Luke chapter 13, verses 1 to 5. Now there were some present at that time who told Jesus about the Galileans whose blood Pilate had mixed with their sacrifices. Jesus answered, do you think that these Galileans were worse sinners than all the other Galileans because they suffered in this way? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. All those 18 who died when the tower in Siloam fell on them, do you think that they were more guilty than all the others living in Jerusalem? I tell you, no, but unless you repent, you too will all perish. The people questioning Jesus here were looking for someone to blame for these terrible events. They were trying to make sense of them. The Jewish thinking at the time was that bad events and disasters were judgments from God. Remember when Jesus was healing a blind man? He was asked by his disciples, who sinned, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? They thought that sin had caused the man to be blind. And do you recall what Jesus answered? He said, neither this man nor his parents sinned. He was trying to break down this belief that people were being punished for their sins by bad things happening to them. We are not being punished by God when bad things happen in our lives. That was true for the blind man referred to here, and also true for us. However, knowing that does not stop us questioning where God is in the midst of suffering. It's easy to lash out at God and blame him for allowing bad things to happen to us, to the world, and to those we love. We can't control bad things that happen to us or others. So let's look at this reading to see what we can control, which we can alter the course of our lives. It's easy to focus on the question, why is this happening? To wring our hands as we go through illness, hardships, bereavements, and do nothing, change nothing. It's easy to shrug our shoulders and say it's all God's fault. But what is Jesus saying here to us today about when we face hardships? I tell you, unless you repent, you too will all perish. That seems like a harsh verse to focus on and of little comfort. But I'd like to just spend a few minutes unpicking what that means for us today. How this short verse can be life-changing for us. Jesus has already made it clear in the passage that the victims of terrible things that have happened are not being punished by God for their sins. That was true then, and it's true now. What Jesus is saying in this verse is, look at what can change. Take control. We can't stop bad things happening to us or our loved ones, but we can alter our eternity. I tell you, unless you repent, you too will all perish. Jesus isn't referring here to death. We know we will all die one day, tragically. Some die far too young and we miss them terribly. But the reality is that we will all die. So what does Jesus mean here when he says, you too will all perish? All too often, we focus only on this life, don't we? I'm always reminded when I go to Clatterbridge with Wendy about how people are willing to go through often grueling treatments to save or prolong their lives. Everyone sitting in the waiting rooms in that incredible hospital are united in one aim, to stay alive for as long as they can. We naturally have an inbuilt drive to survive. Many people in our own congregation have been through or are going through really challenging treatments at the moment in order to prolong their lives. Of course, that is our natural response to illness. What Jesus is saying here are tough words and appear almost heartless. I tell you, unless you repent, you too will all perish. But preserving our earthly life is only part of our story. Have you ever thought about what you're doing to survive eternally? What Jesus is saying here is pointing way beyond our present suffering here on earth and pointing to eternity. Our earthly life is only part of the story. John 3:16 puts it like this: For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Jesus is asking us to look beyond this life to eternal life, to make sure that we've got ourselves right with God through repentance, that we have committed our lives to God and follow him daily. When terrible things happen, they can remind us of the frailty of life. Life is too short, people often say. Live life to the full. Live your best life. Life is not a rehearsal. Live every day. Most people recognise that life is precious and shouldn't be taken for granted. But do people think beyond this life? Bad things don't happen to people because they deserve them or because they're being punished. Whether a person is killed in a tragic accident or miraculously survives is not a measure of how good that person is. We won't fully understand why terrible things happen until we see Jesus face to face. But when Jesus returns, that will be the end of pain, illness, and death. Jesus did not explain in this passage why some live and some die tragically. Instead, he pointed to everyone's need for repentance. Romans chapter 3 verses 23 says, For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Life is too short, yes, and it can be for some. But what I'd like to point out today, when you focus on life being too short, have you ever considered something else too? The fact that eternity is too long. Life is too short, so we try to live our best life. Eternity is too long, so we need to make sure that we are sure where we are going. no matter how or when it occurs. Death is not the end. Jesus is pointing to that fact that they will perish without repentance. Not that they will die, that is a given, but they will perish. And what does that mean? It means eternal separation from God. Heaven is not a given. You don't get an open return ticket when you're born. We have to make a choice to make sure our place in heaven is secure, being prepared for us. I'm sure that many of you will be familiar with this passage from John chapter 14, verses 1 to 3. Do not let your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. My Father's house has many rooms. If that were not so, would I have told you that I am going there to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back and take you to be with me, that you may also be where I am. They are such comforting words to think that Jesus has gone to prepare a place for us and will come back and take us to himself. But we need to read on in that passage to make sure that this applies to us. Thomas said to him, Lord, we don't know where you're going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way, the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. Accepting Jesus as our Lord of our lives, believing that he is the Son of God, and confessing our sins and committing our lives to him is the only way to heaven. Jesus is clear here. There is no other way. This should change our outlook on life. God has promised life in all its fullness, here now, and then eternal life. Doesn't promise an easy life, but a purposeful, directed life, knowing that we are living with God's love. God showers love on us, not punishment. He went to the cross to deal with the punishment on our behalf. So give up thinking that you're being punished. The battle is already won on our behalf. Life is too short. Eternity is too long. Jesus reminds us today that our life on earth here is merely the beginning. Getting our relationship with God right is crucial for our eternity. There is no violent act, no freak accident, no personal tragedy whatsoever that can separate us from the love of God, for it is a love that has conquered death itself. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Let's just end with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you that whatever we're going through today, that you long to forgive us, that you love us and long to be in relationship with us. I pray that each of us listening to this might know that we are in relationship with you, so that we shall not perish, but have eternal life. Amen.